If you want to have influence, sometimes it's more about how you show up and listen than about what you say. If you want to have influence, show up in a way that's confident, stands tall, put your hands together between you, be just dramatic in your approach, and you will find that your influence will carry not only through you, but through the people around you. Let's go. If you are tired of not feeling fit, tired of not having a focus, tired of just not having the financial resources that you deserve to have, this is your place to be. This is the Live 100 podcast. I'm Jason Jerusi. You come here to break your bad habits so you can build the momentum to get you the success that you deserve. Today, we're going to talk about how you can have influence. So many times we want to show up. We want people to respect us. We want people to look at us in a high manner. However, we're not showing up in our best light. So as we dive in today, I want you to ask yourself, when you look in the mirror, right? How are you showing up? Are you standing up tall? Have your chest out, right? Are you looking assertive, right? Or are you hunched over, right? Are you not looking in people's eyes? How are you actually showing up each and every day? So number one, I want you to develop expertise in a particular field. So many times we want to know a lot about everything. However, then we're not a master of anything. If you can be the expert, how do you think you're going to show up into a room? The riches is in the niches. And you may hear that, but you might not actually take that in. We want to jump, and with society today, we see all these parts of starting all these businesses, having our hands on all these things, but we forget the money is made by most who have the biggest influence in life in one field. And then after they crush it in one field, they potentially branch out into other fields. However, they start and they master one field. They develop expertise. Number two, build strong relationships. If you want to go out there and have influence, build strong relationships around other people that are having impact. Get in front of them. Get around them. See how they show up. See how they come into a room. See how they stand. Build relationships with the right people, because those people are the ones who are going to carry forward society, and you are going to be right there with them. Number three, communicate effectively. So many times we forget to actually ask about the other people. We're so busy talking about ourselves, right? If we talk about ourselves and we just come into a conversation, all we do is talk, 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 it looks nervous, right? We look weak. We don't carry the room. The most interesting thing you can do is be interesting in other people. Number four, be consistent with your message. We're so quick to react today. We're so quick to jump from one thing to the other. We're so quick to fall apart when anything comes up that may contradict or conflict with our message today. Stand and be consistent with your message. What do you show up for? And that carries into number five, be confident. And I'm not saying arrogant, I'm saying confident. How do you show confidence? You think, you take a deep breath. You think before you speak. You look people in the eyes. You give them a nice handshake. You say hello. You greet yourself. You learn people's names. You be confident when you're speaking. You don't look down at your shoes. You look at people in the eye and you talk to them with confidence and also with respect. Number six, you want to have influence out there? Be the example of the message you're carrying. I see many people out there, you know, speaking a message and they're not actually being the message, right? They're saying stuff that sounds good or they heard, right? And they're out there saying things, but they're not actually being what they say. So how can you have influence if you're not actually doing what you tell other people to do? Be the ones that have impact by carrying forward the message that you're speaking. Do the steps. Don't just say the steps. That is everything in life right there. Do the steps. Don't say the steps. Number seven, understand emotions. We can't speak to everybody in the same way. We can't come in there just with a soft approach in some rooms or just like a bulldozer in other rooms. Everyone needs to be spoken to in a way that can complement the conversation. So take an account. And how do you do that? You ask questions and you listen. We forget so many times to ask questions and then listen, right? So many times we ask questions, what we're doing is think about the next thing we're going to say. So if you want to have influence, actually hear what they say. A good thing is you can actually mirror what they say right there. So if they say, oh yeah, I grew up Topeka, Kansas. Oh, Topeka, Kansas. Tell me about that, right? You can repeat the last few words of their sentence right there, mirror that. So it shows that you're engaging with them, but it also brings connection between you and them. Number eight, focus on the positive outcomes. There is negativity all around us. That doesn't mean you have to focus on it. It does impact your day. It does impact the world. However, That's glimmers and glimpses of things that happen throughout the day. But positivity is all around you. The world wants you to be positive. The sun wants you to be positive. God wants you to be positive. Your friends, your family, everybody wants you to be positive. So show up and be positive. It's that simple. Number nine, we've touched on this a number of times. Practice active listening. If you want to have influence, sometimes it's more about how you show up and listen than about what you say. If you want to have influence, show up in a way that's confident, that listens, stands tall, put your hands together between you, be systematic in your approach, and you will find that your influence will carry not only through you, but through the people around you. That's what you can do to have the most impact. All right, so if you found this message valuable, go out there and share this with someone else who needs to show up today, that has a message, but needs to carry that message through, needs to build their influence as well. So you can do anything. Just go down there and leave us an honest ratings and review. We've had a ton of reviews. It's been really helpful to continue to grow this podcast. This is what we do here at Live 100. We help to level up, and we want to help you. Let's go.